This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics and construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and the Uber and Lyft and taxi drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all kinds of stuff over there. And you'll get a kick out of what you can see. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking about Antifa, and you were midway through a sentence about their actions and interactions, if you will. They have a history of violence, and Eric sent me something here that we'll get into in a minute here.
All right. Well, you know, we still have this cliche out there that is see something, say something. And so when it comes to Antifa in Portland, I would ask, okay, the police already knew about this. So what, it's kind of like see something, say something. They had it. What did they do about it?
Nothing.
You know, right. Where is the mayor? Where is the governor? Where are the citizens? I mean, did the citizens kind of have to, in Portland, for instance, have to shelter in place when we have this kind of nonsense? I haven't seen anything really so outrageous as what is happening there, to the point where Portland has become a no-go zone for, mm-hmm. you know, a city within a city. Is this really okay with the governor? I mean, I would say the governor, the FBI, somebody ought to be stepping in here and putting a stop to it.
Well, absolutely. And Eric made an interesting comment here about the history of Antifa. He said the Red Army 7th Department of Intelligence invented Antifa to fight and kill the National Socialists of Germany. No such thing as coincidence. And maybe this might be something that we're seeing here, since we're seeing the hard left turn of the Democratic Party to go socialist. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at the flag and then kind of compare it and going back in history. So he's very, very much right about that, for sure. I don't know. I'm real disappointed in where we are with law enforcement. The other thing is, I didn't see a single Democrat yesterday, not one, that came out and spoke against the violence that happened.
No.
With at least two people hurt in Portland.
No. And one of them was an older man. And by the way, there is a lawsuit coming against, I don't know who it's coming against, but that reporter that got beat up, he's got an attorney, and he says he's going to sue.
As well he should. And, mm-hmm. and you know what? I'd be taking the mayor and the governor, city council, because somebody... Or maybe there has to be some kind of a permit for those kind of events.
Yeah.
Somebody in the city, you know, granted a permit if they even bothered to apply for one. So there's some other moving parts here.
Yeah, and again, folks, we're talking about Antifa and the violence that ensued. This is definitely a group, in my humble opinion, should be declared a domestic terrorist organization.
I agree. But then what is the consequence after that? You know, I mean, just having that label means what? I think there really ought to be some investigations to the point where some of these people literally go to prison / jail.
Now, there's a couple of different things going on here that we need to talk about. And they happen to be, and by the way, let's take our favorite phone caller here. I think he's got a question. Okay, good morning. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir. Reporting for duty.
All right. You had some feedback in there, but it's gone now. What's up?
Anyway, I just want to comment on President Trump says that he wants to maybe intercede in some of these liberal cities with excessive homelessness.
Yeah, you've been looking at Fox News.
Yep.
Okay,
and,
go ahead.
We can't have people just living on the streets. And also, you can't have tents on the sidewalk. It's insane. I've seen a good YouTube video about St. Petersburg. It had some pretty good programs for the homeless, some of it with the charitable organizations.
Yep.
And I'm thinking that maybe some of these cities like Portland and wherever the heck it is out there.
San Francisco, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Right. All them places. It's insane videos I've seen about them.
Yeah, you won't see it in San Diego, though.
That's true.
Yep.
Anyway, I think they could build housing areas and have the people, you know, housing similar to military bases or something like that. I'm not exactly sure, you know. It's different. But have them do basic jobs around the city. In other words, they got to work for their keep.
I gotcha.
While in these centers, they could be giving them therapy for those with the serious emotional problems and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what I had.
Okay, thanks, Bob. We'll discuss that. Okay, well, he's right, Denise. And again, I can remember my dad talking about back during the Depression, they had what was called the CCC, which was a job corps, basically. That was people that were given three hots and a cot and a place to sleep. And they went out and they worked building roads and planting trees and all that sort of stuff. And here comes the music, so we'll have to wait to talk about it when I come back. So, Captain's America Third Watch rolling along here, and we are talking with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We were talking about Antifa, but now we're getting into another sticky situation here about what's going on in the west coast of the United States with what these cities are doing, allowing people to live in the streets. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now you can trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that big USCCA logo link that's right there for a chance to win a free gun every day, a different gun, a free gun a day giveaway. And while you're there, consider joining one of the three levels of membership and becoming a member of the USCCA. Now, if you do join, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, which includes some great gear from the USCCA. And you'll also get the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine, which has got additional savings in there on things like camping and fishing and boating and RVing and discounts on weapons and ammunition. So it's all there. USCCA, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go there, click on that link. All right. Denise Simon, BoundlessCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were making some pretty strong points when we were talking there, so let's wrap that up, and then we got things to talk about other than that, too.
You mean on the Antifa piece?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I guess where's the FBI? Where's the Joint Terrorism Task Force? Is somebody looking at the communications? Have we challenged Facebook because a lot of this stuff perpetuates on Facebook and social media? So I would be putting a task force on this thing personally and taking the video. I'd be challenging the local police, the mayor. At least Senator Cruz has asked for the mayor to be investigated. Perhaps this is going on, I don't know, but as long as you have injuries, then whatever we're doing isn't enough.
Right.
So, see something, say something. The whole world knows about Antifa in Portland. This past Saturday was not a new event. So for last Saturday to even happen is shameful into itself.
And somebody's going to get killed because they hit that older gentleman with a crowbar.
Yeah, I think, you know, you end up with a concussion or a brain bleed or any of that. Yeah, yep. Exactly.
All right. Now, speaking of the world in which we live in, we got to go to Hong Kong here for just a second at least. Tens of thousands of people back out on the street again, and I guess they were protesting about the day when Hong Kong was turned over to China, and it was a holiday or whatever, the anniversary, and they all got out there and protested against it.
Well, I mean, it's somewhat of an anniversary, but what they're doing is saying that China, we have to understand, President Xi is really wanting to take control of so many things, and that includes Hong Kong. Hong Kong was operating under the British flag for a lot of years, meaning the anniversary from which you just spoke of.
Yep.
So yesterday, the people in Hong Kong were protesting and trying to get into the legislative building, which they did, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they call out the police and blah, 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 blah. Now, we have this woman, whoever, I think she's like the governor or whatever she is, and she's a problem because apparently she is sympathetic to a point with, you know, the residents of Hong Kong, but she is complying, if you will, or standing on the side of China. So these poor people in Hong Kong, they're terrified of this because they could be jailed for, you know, they could be extradited and jailed for really anything because that's the way China works under President Xi now. So this is a bad situation to the point where people in Hong Kong want the British flag back. We'd rather be under British rule than be under Chinese rule.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not a good situation there at all.
Yeah.
Not a good one at all. This has been going on several weeks.
Uh-huh.
They've had millions of people that have been protesting. China, you know, sort of said they would back down, but I think that's a kind of a head fake. I don't think they're backing down on this legislation at all.
All right, and I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. The website is FoundersCode.com. Check that out and sign up for her daily sit reps. Now, the other thing that we have to talk about is Iran. And Iran came out and said that they have passed the 2015 uranium limit, and they don't have any reservation or hesitation about saying that. Now, keep in mind, they do their own inspecting, right?
Correct.
So we're taking their word for it, and I don't have any reason to say that they're not accurate.
Well, they're certainly in defiance. They're breaching what they've breached is they have a limit, according to the JCPOA, a limit on the stockpiling of uranium. So they're not enriching beyond a certain level, it's the quantity of enrichment in their stockpile. So they have exceeded the stockpile limit. So I would say that Mike Pompeo and John Bolton and whatnot, they're trying to say to Europe, hey, do you understand these violations? Do you understand the violations of the missile testing, the Houthis,
mm-hmm.
You know, the whole thing. And this is really okay with you, Europe, including Theresa May, I might add, who is still standing on the side of being in the JCPOA.
Wonderful.
So, well, right. So now what happens is it, and for Iran to come out publicly and kind of get in their face with their hands on their hips and go, ha, 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 we've exceeded the stockpile limit.
Right.
Are they itching for a confrontation, for a military confrontation? It appears that they are.
Yeah.
With the tankers, you know, and all these other things, they're really itching for it. So Trump's not going to go to war with Iran.
I think the reason they're itching for something like that is because they know that oil will go way up and they're hoping for $100 a barrel oil. This was something they stated was their goal a long time ago when they said they had, and these are their words, not mine, and I remember them, and you can Google this and find it. They need $100 a barrel oil for them to be able to generate the kind of revenue that they need to generate in their country.
Well, I mean, clearly, financially, the country's broken. I mean, you and I have talked about that before. I've talked about the fact that they have had to withdraw money from this National Development Fund, which is, I think, only got about $70 or $80 billion left in it. You can't run a country like that. But I think what our government is not telling us, our intelligence agencies are not telling us, is all the other means by which Iran is evading sanctions and how they're doing these things in back channels. And we have this organization, I wrote it down and I haven't had a chance to do some serious investigation on it, but I think it's called INFTEX, which is the European back channel for INSTEX, stands for Instrument of Support of Trade Exchanges.
Okay.
Yeah, so Germany, Britain, you know, this is a means by which they have this special back channel to do these deals with Iran in the European Union. So we have to really kind of investigate this group, because I believe what they're really doing, Europe is having these deals with Iran, staying in it, is they're continuing to fund terrorism.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a dovetail situation.
Speaking of terrorism, today there was supposed to be a nationwide protest of the detention centers down along the border. It's supposed to be a national protest to all in the major cities, all across the area, the country rather, and in our area here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, they're talking about Tampa, they're talking about Sarasota, they're talking about Bradenton, and this is supposed to be a big deal. I've heard the comment, millions of people will be out on the street. But then again, we saw yesterday an effort, which was not a true effort. Well, the women are drinking water out of the toilets, blah, 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 blah. And then they showed all the great drinking water that they've got there that the people were drinking out of. So what's the story?
I believe it has to do with the detention facility in Clint, Texas, which has had some issues, granted. And admittedly, Border Patrol is saying, hey, you know, we can maybe handle 200 or 300. But we're not in the 200 or 300 realm anymore. We're in the 3,000 or 4,000. So what do you want us to do? Anyway, yeah, we have this movement called closethecamps.org. And essentially they're saying not one more dollar for family detentions and deportations, and that people are to go bear witness and reunite families and so forth and so on. So you're supposed to go to that website and put in your zip code and see where the protests are.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, find out all the different things that she's writing about. All right, when we come back, we'll be talking about the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Marine Corps. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're going to have a great 4th of July in Washington, D.C. It'll be like no other. It'll be special.
President Trump gears up for the big Independence Day celebration Thursday in Washington, D.C.
And I hope a lot of people come, and it's going to be about this country, and it's a salute to America.
The president outlining the plan as he speaks with reporters after a bill signing in the Oval Office.
I'm going to be here, and I'm going to say a few words, and we're going to have planes going overhead, the best fighter jets in the world, and other planes, too.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, investors like the fact the U.S. and China resuming trade talks. The news sends the S&P 500 during the session to an all-time high, the Dow up 117 points to close at 26,717, the NASDAQ up almost 85 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for your military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., the other right here in our backyard of Clearwater, Florida. And don't forget that you can check them out online by going to naa.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. They just aren't doing it anymore because a lot of you have chosen to go to technical school during high school to learn a trade that in most cases pays you more than what a college degree would do right off the bat, because many of these liberal arts degrees right now that they get, the students are getting $11,000 less than what they thought they were going to get, and you can actually go to work in a machine shop somewhere or as an automotive mechanic, and if you're good at it, you can make yourself more money than the people went off to college. But I can one-up you on all of it. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they can fill the void and give you a great career path after 14 months of training and make you a certified aviation maintenance tech. You can have a starting salary of at least $50,000 a year or more. And here's the great thing. Check them out to find out more at NAA.edu or give them a call and ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080. Now, again, the website is NAA.edu and the phone number 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, now, before I get to the telephone caller here, I want to mention that the Army is upgrading some awards. An Army aviator, retired Captain Christopher C. Palumbo, will receive the second highest award a U.S. soldier can earn in combat during a ceremony at John F. Kennedy Hall, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, on this coming Friday. He's going to receive a Distinguished Service Cross for using his Black Hawk helicopter as a big metal shield to pick up wounded troops in the field in Afghanistan and bring them home safely to base. Also, a Green Beret has received a Valor Award upgrade for a 2005 firefighter he was involved in. Retired Master Sergeant Larry Hawks was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for his actions in Afghanistan way back in 2005. And West Point has welcomed a new class of cadets with a class of 2023. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian Lee from Bradenton, Matt.
What can I do for you, sir?
I haven't talked to you for a while. I've been out of town with my band and got back into town here just Sunday night. So I am just, I had to call you because I'm just overwrought with this stuff.
What?
This whole thing with Antifa. This whole thing with the border, you know.
It's all part of the plan.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Look, Matt, I'm completely blind. I worked all my life. Okay. Now, I'm not looking for any sympathy, but I want to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of Americans are blinder than I am.
I don't disagree with you.
You know, they don't see this thing.
Nope. If it doesn't bother them directly, they don't care.
That sucks.
And you're right, okay? But here's the thing, okay? We have got the progressive left liberal socialists, and they are exactly that. They're not Democrats anymore, that are trying to take this country and transform it once and for all into what Barack Obama tried to do for 8 years and couldn't.
Yes.
They're trying to do it over the course of the next 18 months or so and get a Democratic president, a Democratic Congress, and then you think we got a problem now? You watch and see what happens.
It'll be all over. Thank God that Donald Trump was elected. We just can't do this. We can't give up our freedom.
No.
We just cannot.
And we're not going to. We're not going to.
You know, it's like George Soros and some of these other, progressives with money and everything. I mean, you know, I wrote a song one time called Mr. Big, and it really pertained to a lot of this kind of stuff. It seems these people, no matter how much money they have, and how much they might have in possessions, they're never happy. You know? Guys like you and me, we worked hard. You were a first responder, ran your trucking company, all this stuff. I listen to you. I respect you so much.
I still work hard.
Because you're a happy man.
Yeah, and I still work hard. I wouldn't know what to do if I wasn't working hard.
Well, I went over to the Groveside Cafe to see you last time, and I just missed you.
Well, I'm going to be there on the 11th.
Exactly what they told me. Yeah. I met your friend Jeff.
Yep.
And I'm going to be there on the 11th. I'm going to come over earlier.
Because
I want to meet you and I want to give you some of my music. I just want to do that because I really respect you, Matt. You're coming from the right place.
Well, it's a hard road to hoe, and I'll tell you what, we've all got to be in this together, and we've all got to pick up ourselves by the bootstraps and say, it's America, it's worth saving, and we're going to save it.
We will. We must.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you very much. I look forward to meeting you on the 11th.
Great. Thank you, Matt.
Take care. And again, folks, you know, I'm out and about in the community, and anytime I can, we can hook up or shake hands or say howdy, howdy or whatnot, have a cup of coffee, whatever the deal is, that's fine too. By the way, something else, you know, I talked about this when the Navy hospital ship Comfort put out to sea, headed for South America. It made its first stop at the Ecuadorian city of Manta, the vessel's first stop in a 5-month humanitarian mission to the Caribbean, Central America, and South America. Also, we found out yesterday that the Navy's Blue Angels are going to be participating in the flight demonstration for the President's 4th of July celebration. We also heard he wants some tanks there, but I don't know how that's going to work. You don't just take tanks and drive them down the streets of Washington, D.C. It'll tear the pavement up big time. So I don't think that'll happen, but it is what it is. And the commander of the littoral combat ship, Billings, that hit a moored ship on the St. Lawrence River in Canada, has been removed from command because of that incident. Also, we have a U.S. destroyer off the coast of Havana, Cuba, shadowing a detachment of Russian naval ships, which includes a brand-new high-end Russian frigate that's sitting in a harbor in Havana right now. And the Air Force, the United Kingdom, and Israeli F-35 pilots are all training together over in the eastern Mediterranean Sea. That's a good thing. You can never go wrong when you train with your fellow allies so that everybody knows that they're all on the same course. And again, when it comes to the military and it comes to what they're doing, they have a very hard job, as we well know, including the Marines. The big question now is, will the Marine Raiders leave the West Coast to go to the East Coast, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, versus Camp Pendleton, California? The Marine Raiders are considering consolidating their elite special operations unit on the East Coast and put them all together as the force preps for future battlefield action against more sophisticated adversaries. We'll see how that plays out. And, again, special shout out to all those veterans that we met and to all the ones that participated in the Warrior Games while they were here in Tampa Bay. A tremendous group of athletes with problems so dire that you couldn't even begin to imagine yourself the situation they'd put themselves through, that they'd been through, and how they were recuperating and rehabbing. And this Warrior Games was another way for them to be able to get out there. And the camaraderie and everything we saw there was just fantastic. Fantastic. It's the only way I can describe it. And if you didn't go to see it, shame on you. They'll be in San Antonio next year. They had the biggest crowds ever here in Tampa Bay. So that's a good thing, too. All righty. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside the Mixon Fruit Farms store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Now, did you know the Mixon Groveside Cafe bakes their submarine sandwich bread fresh daily and everything is homemade there? You get the highest quality ingredients. Now, I love their amazing Superman sub and the nightclub sub. Take your pick. They're both really good. And the burger there isn't called the forklift burger for nothing. Large and in charge. Cooked to perfection. Seasoned the way you want with your choice of cheese. And it won't disappoint. And you can always finish your lunch with an orange swirl ice cream cone. That's Mixon Groveside Cafe. Visit them today, the hidden gem of Bradenton. You can call ahead for your order, 941-748-5829, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, and I will be there next Thursday, July the 11th, from 12 noon to 1:30. Hope to see you there. Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And that orange swirl ice cream gets Chris Markowski all the time, right?
Good morning. Yeah, I love that orange stuff.
Now, we got to talk about where you've been the past couple of days, because I figured while you're off on vacation or something, and you call me today, and you tell me that you went through what now?
Yeah, we got some crazy storms where I live here. It was almost like sometimes you get those cells that pop up. It felt like I was in Florida. Those cells that pop up with these very, very violent storms, and
yep.
One came roaring through, came actually south through Connecticut, came over the Sound and directly south. And usually, you know how it usually goes, west to east,
right.
As far, or you get the jet stream going.
Right.
We got whacked with a tornado, and it's still 20,000 people without power here in Long Island.
And of course, that's right there in the Centerport area, Syosset area, Huntington area, those areas right there. And you said your daughter was in a boat?
She was coming. They were out in the water, and they saw that. Oh wow! Look at one of these shells popped up, and they came roaring back in. But as soon as they reached the dock, with a good friend of mine, that's when everything hit, and they ran for shelter, and they made it inside a shed, and basically the dock master's yelling, brace, 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 50, 60, 70, 80, and the winds got up to 90 miles an hour. So it was a frightening day, without a doubt.
But nobody got hurt?
No. Well, a couple of people on the dock, the people working the docks did. They got caught up in some lines and there's some broken legs and stuff there. But as far as any serious damage, no. And they're lucky because a lot, there's branches down, power's out everywhere. So usually that's where you get a lot of damage is some of these things fall on cars or people and nothing. I still got to get all the stuff off the roof of my house.
Well, I'm very familiar with the area. My wife and I lived there for 5 years when I was finishing up my career as a firefighter. And my cousin lived over there in Huntington, so...
That's where I didn't know you lived up here. I didn't know
yeah, it was yet. In Syosset.
Okay, yeah, it's not far from me.
Yeah, yeah. Had a nice place there. But anyway, let's talk about something that's kind of interesting from a political sense. And folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Willie Brown, who used to be the boyfriend of one Kamala Harris, and they had quite the thing going for quite a while there while Willie was married and he was supposed to be getting a divorce, and I don't really know if he ever did or not. Doesn't matter. But former mayor and former speaker...
Willie had a plethora of girlfriends.
Yeah, well, Kamala was...
Bill Clinton would get along real well.
Yeah, Kamala was one of his favorites, and she was around for a while, and he gave her all a bunch of stuff and had her all set up in a place and all that. But he says that Kamala Harris cannot beat Donald Trump.
No, not the way that they're running for the presidency now. I mean, they're so far to the left. I mean, again, if you watch the news and you watch TV, again, it's going to make a lot of conservatives believe that this is the way that most of the country feels. And it's not the case. It isn't. Most of the country doesn't, they're going to looking at these extreme policies there. You think that the ideas of these people are going to win over the electorate in places like Pennsylvania and Illinois and many of these states, these swing states? It's not. It really isn't. And I think that's one of the reasons why I think Democrats are kind of pushing to try to get a lot of new voters and illegals to vote, because they may be able to sell them on this nonsense. So no, I mean, you saw during the debate some of the ideas that they're throwing out there, the things that they're raising their hand for and pushing for. They're absurd. They are. I mean, they're nuts. It's everybody gets whatever they want. It's all sorts of free stuff, free college, free health care, taking away your health care, taxes are going up. I mean, then they actually think that this is going to resonate with the electorate? I don't think so.
No. And the other thing that's going on here, when you talk about things they added, you didn't hear about this in the debate because I just heard about it yesterday. AOC and her cronies are pushing for a new green card deal. And what they're talking about is bringing the illegals out of the shadows and offering them the opportunity to stay here with a green card without any no questions asked. Just come get your green card and you're here.
Well, Matt, already if you're an asylum seeker, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, this is the way I read it, you already get a work permit already.
That's right.
And you're supposed to show up for your, well, you have your original court hearing, and if you show up for that, then you get scheduled another court hearing.
That's right.
So before you get thrown out of the country, if you know, they find out that you're not telling the truth, you have about 2.5-3 years.
Right.
And it never even comes to that. So, I mean, these people all have the capacity to get jobs anyway.
Yeah, and the statistics are way low on the number of people that show up for court.
Of course.
Way low.
That's silly. They're not going to show up.
Yeah.
But, you know, the system is a mess, and, you know, nothing is being done about it.
Now, you are aware of the Broward County Sheriff's Office, right?
Of course.
You are aware of Steve Israel, who was basically withdrawn, removed from the being the sheriff by Governor Ron DeSantis, correct?
Yeah, I didn't realize that this story was still going on down there.
It's going on because Steve Israel showed up yesterday and had filed his petition or whatever to run for sheriff again in 2020.
Matt, let me tell you something. The beauty of this country is if you want to, you can elect an idiot.
Yep.
And that's, you know, you get what you deserve. Yeah, you know, I talk about this sometimes. You look at certain states and you see what's going on in regards to the mass exodus of people for whatever it may be in some of these high tax states. You know, you get what you vote for. You know, what's interesting is that actually the state of New Jersey, they were planning on putting this extra tax on, this millionaire's tax. And the governor said, you know what, we're not going to put that in the budget because he knew that there's already a mass exodus of people. Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And you take a look at places like California, what they're doing to themselves. You know, at some point in time, maybe they're just going to have to hit rock bottom. If they hit rock bottom, maybe then they'll turn around and figure out what they've been doing is wrong. So if the people down there in Broward County want to elect Steve Israel, you know, that's their choice. You know, I don't live there. They do.
Yeah, and the other thing is there was a panel yesterday who decided to remove the accreditation for the Broward County Sheriff's Office, remove the accreditation. So technically, you've got like a rent-a-cop force in Broward County right now.
Yeah, again, that is up to the people of Broward County. And that's what makes, you know, we're going to be celebrating Independence Day this week. Why people should look to the founders and how smart they were and how politics should be local. And now these areas, if they decide that that's how they want to be governed by a bunch of idiots, your choice to be governed by a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how they're going to do anything down there, how they're going to be legal other than being glorified public servants with arrest powers. But how can you operate a sheriff's office, the state's largest sheriff's department, without being accredited as a certified agency?
That's Palm Beach County. I mean, listen, I don't know. But, you know, down there in, you know, it seems like Southeast Florida, they got a lot of weird things going on. You're going all the way to the whole New England Patriots scandal there at the Asian spas and whatnot, and how they were looking to try to obviously get somebody in trouble, and they were working on that and saying that it was human trafficking. And if it was human trafficking, why wouldn't you go out and take out the kids that were being trafficked and all that nonsense? So, you know what? I think they got a lot of funny business going on down there in Southeast Florida.
Well, I totally agree. And again, the funniest is hearing that Steve Israel is going to come back and run for sheriff.
Yes, you know, again, not moving there.
All right. Hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow and you'll have your power. Everybody will have their power there.
Yeah, well, we should be all set after today.
All right, thanks. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. And, boy, talk about having a rough couple of days. Didn't know about it at all, and he just called to tell us. Okay. And, Eric, you take care, my friend.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.